you're choosing between Scotland and Wales for a school tour from Ireland, the decision is not really about which destination has the longer attraction list. It is about how easily the journey works, what pupils are meant to learn, and how much pressure the programme puts on the group. Wales usually has the simpler routing from the Republic. Dublin to Holyhead takes around 3 hours and 15 minutes by ferry, while Rosslare to Fishguard is around 3.5 hours. Fishguard works well for South Wales, while Holyhead suits North Wales or a longer onward journey. The advantage is simple. You can travel directly from an Irish port into Wales without adding another major land section first. Scotland is different. A common coach and ferry pattern is to travel through Belfast, sail to Cairnryan in roughly 2 hours and 15 minutes, then continue by road. Edinburgh is around 3.5 hours from Cairnryan. It is manageable, but meal timing, supervision, driver hours, comfort stops and hotel check-in all need to line up. At Celtic Horizon Tours, we plan the ferry, coach and arrival timings as one journey rather than separate bookings. Once you arrive, Scotland gives you an unusually broad curriculum mix. Edinburgh can cover political history, national identity, literature, museums, science and landmark heritage without constant coach transfers. Edinburgh Castle offers learning visits, and the National Museum of Scotland provides free self-led school visits with advanced booking. Dynamic Earth adds science and geography, while Stirling Castle can extend the history programme beyond the capital. The challenge is pace. Edinburgh looks compact, but the old town includes slopes, cobbles and busy pedestrian areas. While parts of the castle involve steep cobbled paths, if pupils have reduced mobility or the group simply needs more time between stops, that changes how much you can realistically fit into a day. A good itinerary leaves room for that. Wales has a different strength. Cardiff gives you a practical base with strong options for social history, STEM and industrial heritage. Cardiff Castle can support topics from Roman and Norman history to the Victorian period and the Second World War. St. Fagan's National Museum of History is free to enter and covers subjects across humanities, languages, science and technology, although school groups need to book ahead. Techniques adds STEM, but school sessions are limited to certain weekdays during term time, so that booking should usually be secured first. Big Pit offers an underground industrial history experience. School visits are free, but underground groups are small. Pupils need to meet physical requirements, and each visitor carries safety equipment weighing about 5 kilograms. If confined spaces, mobility or anxiety are concerns, decide that early. Cost is another reason Wales often feels easier to control. Several major educational visits are free, leaving more of the budget for transport, accommodation and meals. Scotland also has valuable free learning options, but Edinburgh now adds a 5% visitor levy on the accommodation-only cost for most paid overnight stays, charged on the first 5 nights. What matters most is the total trip cost and the total trip effort. A free museum is not good value if the hotel is poorly located, the coach is constantly repositioning, or the ferry arrival creates a rushed first day. Booking rules matter too. Museums, castles and school sessions may have group size limits or require advance reservations. Travel documents need checking pupil by pupil. Irish citizens do not need a UK ETA, but pupils of other nationalities may need an ETA or visa. And passport requirements can differ by nationality. This is much easier to resolve before names are attached to tickets. So which should you choose? Wales has the edge if you want straightforward ferry access from the Republic, strong value, Cardiff-based learning and social or industrial history. Scotland is stronger if you want a broader flagship experience built around Edinburgh, with the option to add Stirling or Glasgow. The best tour is the one that still feels calm when real timings replace the draft itinerary. Celtic Horizon Tours can coordinate your ferry, coach, accommodation and attraction bookings as one programme, so you know the journey works before the group leaves Ireland. If you are planning a school tour for 2026 or 2027, speak to Celtic Horizon Tours and build it around your pupils, your learning goals and the practical details that make the experience run well.